JFM Breakfast.
With Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli, and Ash London.
Hello, podcast.
Hi.
This is a very sultry start to the podcast.
I like it.
Hello, podcast.
What are you doing? What are you wearing?
It's Gavin here. Yes, I'm definitely.
Hello.
Yes, it's me. I do. Oh, who did that?
Gavin?
Hello.
Hello.
That was a good one.
You're both. You're both Gavin.
Who's Gavin? Ashton?
Hello.
Who's Gavin?
Yes, Gavin here.
That's good. Really good, Grant.
Can't do it. No, I can't beat Gavin.
It's a 90% there.
It's good.
No, thanks.
You have a go, Ed.
It's Gavin here. I'm definitely a woman.
Oh, definitely not Ed.
Oh, he's a
he's
a swimney cheap as well, apparently, Gavin.
Hello, Governor.
Hello.
Look at the little baby.
Are you right?
Apples and pears. Hey, Sue, I have forgotten what's in the shoe.
Hi, Breno.
Breno.
Check in with the people that we hooked up with hotel rooms last night.
Mm. Ash is going head-to-head with the big banks.
Oh, man, I failed a credit check. It's bad, real bad.
Rejected Varied at First Sight. 10,000 people applied for that
That's
show.
That's crazy.
That means we all probably know some. We know one of the people who's actually in it.
We have to.
Yeah.
That's great. Sad.
Even apart from her.
Yeah.
But to know that you're signing up to a show where the treatment of you is out of your hands, is that could be suicide. You know what I mean?
It's the desperation.
Why? We can't be that hungry for
Instagram
fame, surely.
Likes, mate.
Of course we are.
Doing it for the gram.
Life.
Far out.
Yeah.
Doing it for the likes. So come on, John.
Jump
on board.
Hey, you're right.
Woo! Yeah. It's a kids are all right.
That was Kylie, yeah, Kylie and Robbie.
And Robbie Williams,
yes.
Correct.
So good.
I always thought that when that song came out, Danny Minogue should have done a duet with one of the lesser members of Take That.
Gary Barlow.
I'm a nonary, Sean Connery.
Gary Barlow and Danny Minogue.
Gary Barlow.
There's only one of me.
It was sitting right
there. I was watching a Take That video the other day, and Gary Barlow does everything. The other three don't do any. They don't even sing their own. Like they sometimes harmonise.
Who knows anything
about
them?
He's the only one who ever sings on his own in the whole of Take That.
Gary's not a rock star name either.
No.
Come on, bro.
In the UK, though, Gary.
Are you right, Gary? Is your microphone working?
Gary Barlow.
Have a nice podcast.
Love you guys.
Hello, yes.
Yes.
What up, legends? Great to have you with us this morning. Congratulations. You've made it to Friday, which is super fine. Good
Puberty
day to be
will
alive.
Come one day, Grant. I don't know how you.
Just waiting for him to drop.
Higher than me, I reckon.
I can get up there.
Great work.
You could be one of those Catholic boys' choirs where they're like, Lord, is our shepherd. Hang on, the robes.
Give it a go.
My Lord is my shepherd.
So true.
That's beautiful.
What a strange start to the show.
Whoa.
That was high, wasn't it? That was Mariah Carey high.
That was amazing.
Hey, you know, we all bared our souls yesterday and punched out some beautiful letters to our loved ones on air. Did it work? Did you get some Valentine's Day action?
My in-laws arrived from Adelaide, so that's your answer. Yeah. What about you, Kev?
Kev?
Well, I was with your in-laws. We had a threesome.
Hey, I was wondering what the noise was from the spare room.
It was a great night.
Jenny has got some tricks up her sleeve.
She is old school, but I like it.
What about you? What about you, Grant?
The lawnmower did its trick. We got freaky deaky. No, I did not. Okay. 4 hours of dance concerts with two girls, and then they got in the bed.
No, wah.
Mate.
At least it was still a good Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I'm actually, we've reached a point here. We need to have like a babysitter go around.
I'll
or something.
Do it. I will babysit the girls.
Okay, good. Let's just be clear.
And leave Shezzy and Grant to have some marital relations. I love a dance concert, although I'll probably take over. And
yeah,
I'll
that's
be the
okay.
main dance and I'll make them be my backups.
But if you start to shine, though, that will sit you down on the couch and say, no, you got to watch.
She will. What a day we have for you today, MC. Mm-hmm.
Well, the secret sound is back this morning, obviously. $104,000 after 8 o'clock. Harley Breen's going to stop by. But another nice weekend in Sydney, high 20s. Perfect day for, I don't know, popping over to Wet n Wild, would you say?
I reckon that's a great idea.
Yeah. How would I get there?
Well, it just so happens that everybody that calls the show and everybody that gets on air today scores free tickets to Wet n Wild. Best Friday ever. Mm-hmm. I'm calling it.
Now, the love of my life is a four-legged pooch called Honey. She's a rescued greyhound. You can follow her on Instagram, should you please, at Honey Da Hound. Now, she has been with my in-laws since December the 8th. We've had a lot of travelling, moving. I've been back, you know. So it wasn't a situation that was conducive to having a lovely pooch at home. So she's been with the in-laws, and I have missed her every
You talk about
second.
It all the time. Yeah. Show photographs, like
you FaceTime.
Pictures,
I think you FaceTime the dog, don't you?
FaceTime. She's not very good at FaceTime.
No.
Because she can't talk and look and things. But, you know, I've missed her every second. And yesterday was the big day that we were being reunited.
Oh, wow.
My in-laws drove her over from Adelaide, and I was beside myself. I was rushing through meetings yesterday because I just wanted to get home and see my lady.
You love her.
And my expectations were so high, and I'm racing home, and I let myself in, and I open the door, and I say, "Where's my honey, Gil? Where's my lady? Where's my honey, Gil?" Nothing. No pitter-patter. Usually he just... She stands at the top of the stairs, and then she kind of beckons me up the stairs, and if I don't come up the stairs quick enough, then she'll start coming down. Nothing. So she probably can't hear me. So I go up to the halfway up the stairs to the landing. "Where's my honey, Gil? Where's my lady? Where's my little lady?" No pitter-patter still. I get all the way up the stairs, and at this point, my mother-in-law is looking like, "Oh God, this is so awkward," because she had the phone out ready to ring.
Oh, no.
She thought it was going to be so good.
Oh no!
I get up to the living room. Honey's on her mat. She just kind of looks up at me. Her ears prick up a bit as an acknowledgement, and then she just goes back to her nap. Nothing.
Shut down.
My dog hates me.
Yep.
She is. Yeah. It's silent treatment.
That's
She's
it.
Like, "Oh, okay, now you want to be friends. Now you want to come back for me. F you, Lundo."
Yeah.
Oh.
So on 3060, we are asking the question, because I know I'm not alone here. Does your pet hate you? What did you do? Maybe you did nothing. Maybe they just like your partner more and it's always been that way. Maybe you went on a holiday and they're putting you through some serious silent treatment.
Don't they also do that thing where if you got together with someone and they already had a pet...
Yeah.
Then they don't like you.
Yeah, I remember you're coming in between the both of them. Yes.
You're interloping. I remember I was seeing a girl and she had a dog that slept in the bed. And then we got together and the dog would jump up and lie down on the bed before we got into bed. As a sort
secure its position.
I'm here too, guys.
Yeah, as a sort of barrier.
Yeah.
It wasn't hot.
It wasn't hot.
Because, you know, middle of the night. You roll over.
And
you
also, you hate dogs.
You start kissing before you know. It takes you ages to realise this is a schnauzer. What is going on?
God.
So, 13 10 60, does your pet hate you? Are we accepting calls from cat owners because cats just hate everyone
all
as a general rule?
All pets, but you're
all
right.
Pets?
Cats do hate
all right.
Most
and
people.
If you call us, tickets to Wet n Wild as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You get tickets to Wet n Wild. I'd love it if someone had like an obnoxious aardvark or something as well. So, let's...
Does your pet hate you? To score these tickets to Wet n Wild, call us now on 13 10 60.
Yeah, mate, on 13 10 60, does your dog or your pet or your cat or your whatever hate you? Because, Lundo, you've had a terrible reunion yesterday.
Yeah, my beautiful rescue greyhound has been with her in-laws for 2.5 months, being babysat, loving life, she loves them.
Yeah.
And I thought she'd be so excited to see her mum. She's giving me donuts. She just ignored me. Wouldn't even get off her bed for a pat.
Well, how are you going to win her back? Will she ever come back?
I have no idea. I'm going to have to go to the expensive treat store to get today and get some like chicken feed and some porky piggies.
Yeah, and you guys have come really far down because you guys used to have a very close relationship. What did she used to do when you were being intimate with your partner because she loves you so much?
Lick my bum hole.
She used to lick your bum hole.
Yeah. And now she used to. Like, we did it every night.
Well, it was more than once?
A couple times.
How many?
Not all times,
put it this way. You and your dog have done it more times than Matthew and his wife on Married at First Sight.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, Tim from Bundina, does your pet hate you?
Yeah, mate, I went away to New Zealand for 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And when I came back, he just wouldn't even look at me. Oh. He destroyed a door on the first night.
Oh, no.
We were gone. Just rip the bottom of the door apart.
Oh, Tim. Yeah. Tim,
animals
Tim,
love
Tim.
To do that. Break stuff and wee in places and poo in places just to show you how much they hate you.
They're spiteful. Thank you, Tim. Gosh. He's Rebecca in Blacktown. Does your pet hate you?
Yes.
What happens when... Is this your cat? What happens?
My cat, every time I bring a goat home, you're kind of getting dizzy and it pees all over the clothes.
Oh my gosh.
So I drag protecting. Them to the next room and then pee on them. I have to find them and then just piss on them. It's really bad.
Two deliberate acts.
What a strong message. So you'd be like, hey, this is my place. Would you like a drink? Just pop this hazmat suit on. Trust me. Oh, that's that excellent. So Vanessa from Oran Park. Who does your dog hate?
It was my sister. I think it was like I went away and my two dogs got split up between my two sisters to look after. And he decided that he wasn't happy to be there and he pooed on her wedding dress.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, those colours don't mix.
Yeah.
Please tell me was it after she'd used
the dress? Yeah, okay. It was after.
Oh. How do you get dog feces out of chiffon? Like, is there a nappy sand for that?
That is delicate.
Tough going.
Yeah, I love it.
626 today, FM.
My son, 17-month-old Arnold, has his first genuine addiction.
Oh.
And it's my fault. And we was a bit of shouting last night between, not shouting, but Tiff and I being a little bit upset with each other last night as to whose fault it was and what we're going to do. So whose fault? Mine. Okay, let's move on. And what are we going to do? We don't know. So at the end of his day, he has his dinner, he has his bath, we have a play, and then he has his milk. He has some milk, and then he goes and we read books and he goes to bed.
Is milk different to just milk?
It's cuter.
Okay,
and,
<that's awesome.
laughs> and what's been happening is Tiff's working, going around doing things, so I'm doing the run of things. I'm doing dinner, into bath, into milk, into books, into bed, which I love to do.
Of course.
Yeah.
However, I have instituted a little something with the milk.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Ooh.
I've been using a little bit of TV with that.
Mm-mm-mm.
And so he sits on me because he never sits on me. He's very wriggly, but he'll sit quietly on me, Grant, and we put something on the TV.
To wind down and get ready for bed, exactly.
I chose this.
Hot potato, hot potato.
The Wiggles.
Okay. And that's better than Alfred Hitchcock's seminal classic Psycho.
Yeah, true.
Is it?
Because the
little bugger is addicted. The point, pull it down, please. Because to the point where, and it came to fruition because during the day yesterday, he walked into the living room, walked in, picked up the remote.
No.
And pointed it at the television.
Oh, no.
Tiff said, what's he doing?
How does he know how to do that?
What's he doing, says
I haven't been teaching him how to turn the television on, Ed.
I play dumb. I don't know. Tiff goes, we'll see about that. Goes into the Netflix, goes into the kids, and sees that we're up to episode 6, right? And I'm like, nah, I promise. We're watching this instead. We're watching Game of Thrones. I promise. I'm not getting the kid addicted. We're not getting the kid addicted to the Wiggles. I promise you. I've been giving him the scissors. I've been letting him play in the toilet. Anything. You've been letting him watch the Wiggles. I go, I haven't. I swear to God. He goes, all right, then let's see, shall we? I'm like, oh no. So she puts it on, goes to the kids, clicks on the Wiggles, right? And I'm like, just don't be one that he loves. If it's not something that he loves, the ultimate test, right? It comes on and it's not Hot Potato. It was Let's Dance with Wags the Dog. And I'm thinking, yeah. And she puts it on, the Wags the Dog starts dancing. Arnie waved both of his arms.
Oh no.
He's an addict.
Jigs up.
6:43.
Wiggles Anonymous.
Alpha Bucks. 7:00 today, FM Breakfast. We started the week giving away $10,000 with Alpha Bucks. It would be nice to finish the week by doing the exact same thing, Grant.
And it could go to 14-year-old Sophia from Shelby, which is near Blacktown. Good morning, Sophia. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right. Now, if we can get 10 grand, what would it help you out to do? What do you want the money for?
I want it for a new mobile and for a new MacBook.
Oh, okay.
Technology. You can't have too much technology your age because it'll slow down your brain power. Just a hot tip from Arnie Asher, right?
Arnie Asher is saying pick up a book, okay?
Yeah, read a book, smell some flowers, have some fresh air, okay?
How long did you spend on Instagram yesterday, Ash?
me. I'm saying, don't be like me. Don't grow up into me. Learn from my mistakes, Sophia.
30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers today must start with the letter S for Sophia. All right, for every question you get right, that's $100. If you get them all, that's 10 grand. Your letter is S. Here we go. Good luck.
Thank you.
Name a phone app.
Snapchat.
A type of seafood.
Pass.
A musical instrument.
Xylophone.
Cartoon character.
Scooby-Doo.
Fashion brand.
Pussy.
A drink.
Sprite.
Flower.
Sunflower.
Musical group.
Stray Kids.
Board game.
Scrabble.
Female actress.
Selena Gomez.
Type of seafood. That's... You've answered 9. So you missed a type of seafood, which could have been salmon or squid or scallop.
But also xylophone start to the next, baby girl.
Actually, too clever. You're too clever. And we
it's really good.
I love you, Sophia.
My head, it sounded good.
I know, it did sound good, just not correct.
No. Hey, you've done really well, Sophia. You got yourself $700.
Yay. Oh, great.
Good,
that's half of a laptop.
It sure is half of a laptop. Well, no, it's a whole xylophone if you want one of those.
Oh, well, thanks so much, Sophia. Enjoy, $700 is yours.
Doesn't Sophia also get tickets?
Friday.
Hang on.
Tickets to Wet and Wild as well.
Woo!
Yeah!
Because everybody that calls the show this morning, tickets yours to go to Wet and Wild. We'll play Alpha Bucks again on Monday. And if you've got a kid that you reckon would destroy Alpha Bucks kids, win the 10 grand, register all your details now at todayfm.com.au.
We're going to talk about Valentine's Day deliveries next. Yeah. All across town yesterday, workplaces where the deliveries were being here. Flowers, and you want the deliveries to come to work so everyone sees that somebody loves you, Lando. Mm-hmm.
But what I saw yesterday will go down in history as the most insane display of love.
Got stuff to do but don't want to miss any of Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London? Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
What got delivered on Valentine's Day? Now, as usual, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West have showed the rest of the world why they are the most romantic / vom-worthy couple on earth. Kim Kardashian walked into her living room to find about 200 red roses in vases all over the ground and the actual Kenny G playing the saxophone.
Wow.
He's just standing there in the middle of all these roses. The actual Kenny G.
Kenneth G. What a ledge.
And Kanye's just standing there like with the biggest crap-eating grin on his face.
Is Kenny G still rocking a massive man perm?
The longest man perm you've ever seen.
Oh, he's stuck with it.
It's not often that normal people can say, yeah, my partner or my love interest has outdone Kanye West. And that's what happened at my mate's workplace yesterday. I saw this on her Instagram story. So they're all just sitting there minding their own business at their cubicles when a full band rocks up and starts playing this. Seven people walking into the office, full horn section. No one even knows who it's for. They thought maybe it was the boss that organized it for everyone. No. One girl shyly stands up, runs, grabs the card and runs back to her desk. Guess who had organized it, boys?
Who?
Her ex-partner.
Oh.
In an effort to win her back.
Oh no. Well, that's a gallant attempt.
How did she know it was... Like, do you know what I mean? Like, how did she put the two together so quickly?
Someone said, "Oh, it's for you." Like the flower.
That's so hard to hide from.
She went, grabbed the card, looked at it, and thought, "Oh my lord, kill me! This is so embarrassing!" And went back and hit at her desk and left the band to just keep playing.
I like to think also that like Kenny G's now just like trapped in the basement at Kanye's job.
Just wheels
him out wherever he feels. That is amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
What did you see delivered yesterday?
Well, Mrs. D loved the arrival of her lawnmower.
Didn't she?
Very impressed with the fine cut that it gives.
Really?
Yeah. She loved the one pull action.
How did you find that out?
Well, because I could just see it. It was written all over her face.
Yeah,
it was like her little eyes turned into love hearts, like a human emoji.
She didn't say it, though, did she?
No, I didn't say it out loud, but I could get the vibe that was really digging the four-stroke lawnmower.
After that long marriage, you know each other. You don't need words.
I know what she wants.
Soul to soul.
I know my girl.
Maybe we could make things be a bit better because we've got the Wet and Wild tickets.
This
so, MC, what was delivered yesterday? Yeah. Workplaces,
can
home.
Be big. It can be a band out of nowhere, or it could be really ordinary and small.
Yeah, like one crappy dead rose.
Yeah. What did you see get delivered yesterday for Valentine's Day?
We're asking the question, what got delivered on Valentine's Day? Yesterday, one of our mates was at her desk when a full band rocked up playing this. Turns out it was for a colleague. Her ex-partner had organised it in a bid to win her back. Trez Awkward.
Is that the song you'd do? I'd get the guys to come and do baby. Prices Are Down. I like that song.
Do you know if it worked? Like, didn't work.
She's embarrassed.
Waste of time.
You know,
ouch.
No, waste of money. Also.
Absolutely. So, Gina from Brinjelly. Gina, what did you see delivered?
Good morning, guys. When I got back to my car, I had seen this huge, big white teddy bear with a big bunch of flowers. My partner must have taken the extra key, and I had to drive home with him.
Oh, that's great, in the carpool. Oh, yeah. That's great. The bear. But what do you? I don't understand the giant teddy bear. What are you meant to do with a giant teddy bear, Gina?
Well, now it's sitting on the side on a chair in my bedroom. So I don't know. Probably dust him every week.
The thing. It's a pointless. Yeah, I think the giant. Oh, it's gorgeous. Of course it is.
It takes up too much space, and it's useful. It doesn't do anything. If the bear makes you a coffee in the morning,
it's a nice
like
symbol,
bear.
But completely impractical.
That's why I prefer the Russian dancing bears because they can do something. Sally from
Cavalry.
They can dance. Sally from George's Hall, what did you see delivered?
Morning, guys. 24 morning. Long stem red roses.
Oh, that's nice.
You don't sound very
that's
happy
classy.
About that.
Expensive.
Sally, you happy about
that? Oh, no, I'm happy. They were beautiful. I mean, you know, let's be real here. When you work in an office with so many nosy people wanting to know who they came from, you know, like, oh, my God, open the card, open the card, open the card. But you're standing there all blushing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little do they know, I sent them to myself.
Get it,
good one.
Yes.
What name did you use on the card?
Yeah, who did you say they were from?
XXX.
Oh,
we'll
good
just leave
one.
It at that.
Yes. Secret admirer.
So Carl Stefanovic, that's what I would have assumed. Well done, Sally.
That's a big financial outlay just to show off to your work colleague.
That's hundreds of dollars.
Absolutely.
It's worth it, though.
It's worth it.
Because sending yourself the big teddy bear just looks just weird.
Yeah, that's a bit.
And then trying to strap it to the roof of the car on the way home on the expressway.
These are the secret untold stories of Grant Denyer.
You know what I need in my life? Just a little bit more adventure.
Let's go inside the Denyer Diaries.
In today's installment, it was July 2010. The day before we flew out for our honeymoon, Chez and I. We'd been travelling all over the country working with a crew of five people. Camera operator, producer, satellite operator, my wife, and Dean Lewis's brother, Reese, who was our soundo. And Chez thought it'd be a great idea to reward everyone for their hard work for a bit of a fun night out. You know, something for the boys. So
that's
she decided...
Classic Chez.
Thinking of others.
She wants everyone to have a good time. What a legend.
She decided to take us to a strip club.
That's my girl.
So like excited little kids going to schoolies for the first time, we all nervously wandered into the cross venue. Inside the cross venue, straight away, we turn around and have a look. There is our radio opponent, Kyle Sanderlands, sitting in the corner. And and John Ibrahim was also there.
Member of the Lebanese community, my man.
Yeah, John Ibrahim. So how will we describe John?
Colourful
King's Cross Identity.
Yeah.
Well played.
Looks great in a black leather jacket.
Doesn't he?
Used to come into my video store every single week in Rose Bay. Great guy. Offered me a job once. Let's move on.
Really? Yep. As a stripper?
Let's move on.
So I've got the hat on, very low key. Obviously don't want to be recognised. Don't want to appear in the newspapers the next day. Don't need that kind of trouble. Shezzy wanders over, says g'day to John Ibrahim. John reaches behind the counter, gives her $500 in stripper money and says, there you go, doll. Have the night of your life. Treat the boys.
What's stripper money? Is that just normal money?
Yeah, I think instead of real cash, they sort of give you these sort of tokens, if you like, that
Monopoly
you can
money.
Use. Like Monopoly
and
money.
And it's like extra waterproof.
Yeah, it's laminated. Can the strippers
trade them in for real money at a later date?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'll hand them in at the end of their shift.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So it's like Disneyland.
She gets $500 worth of these stripper dollars, and she kind of fans herself with them like, you know, like a rapper would in a rap video, saying, like, look how rich I am. John grabs her hand and goes, darling, whatever you do, don't put that anywhere near your face. Okay? He goes, otherwise you'll end up in hospital. That was a little bit of a gross warning. So we find, and he says, that my second tip is don't sit up the front. So we sit up the front.
Yeah, of course.
Front row.
Here we go, guys. This is a show. We're all excited.
And then out comes the dancer. Oh, we're high-fiving. This is so exciting. This is cool. And then the girl lays down in front of us. Sorry, the dancer, ready to do her fine artwork or art performance.
Yeah.
And then she yells out, oh, my God, it's Grant Denyer.
Yes. What a legend.
Not only that, stands up and wants to tell all the other girls in the room, guess what, guys? Guess who's here? Grant Denyer's here.
Grant Denyer's here.
What a legend. Anonymity.
I bloody
Gonski's.
Love Grant Denyer.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, oh, no. So I sort of slink down into the chair, pull the hat down just a little bit lower, and then she lies down in front of us. She then goes, I love you. I've often wondered how to get into television. Can you spend the next 15 minutes while I'm out here telling me how I can get a job in television? I did not receive a show whatsoever.
Hang on, what did you tell her? What was the advice you gave her?
I said, go and work in a regional market, work on your voice first, get a job in radio, blah, 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 write for a newspaper, anything. It was 15 minutes worth of advice. I didn't see a thing, and it cost me $100.
Yeah, good. I love her. She's taken an opportunity. She's seen an opportunity. She's taken it to advance her career. I'm on her side.
That's not what I was there for, though.
She should have gone over and asked Kyle how to get into radio. He would have helped you. He would have helped out. Come on. Even when it's not actually on overnight, Married at First Sight, Married at First Sight leads can still have stories about it. I saw ads for applying for the next series already. And how many people do you think applied, Grant Denyer, for this season that's on right now?
Oh, gee, I reckon thousands. I would say 3,000.
Higher. And it is Lundo?
5,000?
Yeah, this could take all morning. 10,000.
Oh,
they
whoa!
Had over 10,000 people applying for Married at First Sight.
Oh.
And now what's starting to happen is, which always happens, is they start to, open brackets, leak the audition tapes of the people who actually got through. As you know, I get a lot of exclusive audio. I have access to all 10,000 tapes.
The big dog.
Oh, wow.
And what I'm going to do today is give you some of the people that got through and some of the people that were rejected so that those that want to apply can see what you might need to do.
It was so helpful.
That's...
This is a really helpful thing you're doing for
me. I'm essentially Mother Teresa, but better.
Yeah.
So, because I'm working locally. So what we have first is the Virgin Matthew.
Yeah.
So you log into the computer. This is the way it works. You log into the computer. You put in a number, say 1 in 1,000 and something, and it brings up the audition. This was Matthew's.
Married at First Sight application 4,937.
Never a conscious choice to still be a virgin 29. That was just a unfortunate side effect of walling myself off from any sort of vulnerability and being social and dating and...
Bang, he's in. Virgin, vulnerable. Well, Grant, he's in straight away.
Yeah, he's ticked all the boxes.
Exactly. These are some of the people that missed out, like this person.
Married at First Sight, application 6,287.
Hey, g'day. My name's Dylan, and I was playing the NRL, and the doctor said that me neck tattoo is leaked into me brain, and sometimes I forget. My name's Dylan, and I play the NRL, and I've been bumped in the head a bit.
All right, so Dylan didn't get through.
No,
but more women than men apply, Ash
makes
London.
Makes sense, because girls want to find love and Instagram fame, so I understand that.
Okay, well, this poor young lady didn't make the cut.
Married at First Sight, application 3,571.
Hey, my name is Babs, and I work in a shop, and I've got really bad crabs.
Can't do that. You're just not...
That surprises me.
Not Babs with crabs. No, you can't have her on television.
And there are some people... Ah, you can't have her on television, Grant. There are some people who are so awful, even on this show, that you just can't have them on television.
What?
Married at First Sight, application 8,953.
Hello, I'm Carl Stefanovic.
No!
That was a cheap one. That was always going to be Carl, wasn't it?
She means well, but she always makes mistakes. These are the tales of El Capo.
Who is El Crapo, I hear you ask? Well, ladies and gentlemen, that would be me.
Really?
Yeah, it's been my nickname in my family for pretty much my whole life due to the fact that, yes, I'm an intelligent human being, but I just can't do the simple things in life properly. I'm losing things. I'm always, like, if I leave any of my aunties and uncles' houses, they say, whatever you've left, we'll post to you. And inevitably, I've always left it to the point where, I'm in my 20s, my mum sent an email out to the family saying, please stop calling Ash El Crapo because you're manifesting it.
Oh.
But I said, Mum, it's just how I am.
Hang on, but now you're married and you have a number of jobs, you'll be more sensible now.
Totally, and that's what I thought. I thought that I'd come
that's
so
what
far
I thought.
And that I had tricked my husband and he thought that I was his reformed woman and it all came crashing down this week. Boys, so we have decided after the banking commission and Ross Greenwood came on and said go with the online banks, we thought let's do that. So we decided to refinance and go with one of those online banks. And we thought cool because we want to look at expanding our family, buying another house, and we thought, I mean, obviously it's going to be easy. Two people we've got no kids,
couple of dinks,
double income, no kids, shoo it in. So I send off all my bloody paperwork and we're expecting to just get, a check or whatever happens when you're out. I don't know. And
giant novelty check.
Yes. My husband, Adrian, emails me yesterday and it's just a forward on from the bank and it says, Ashley's credit check.
Ooh.
Need to discuss.
Ew.
And inside my head I just heard the sounds, wah, 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 wah. So I open up the email.
Oh.
Turns out,
all good.
I failed a credit check.
Oh no!
Like totally failed it.
Based on
the fact that, and I can explain all of the
I'm
problems.
Not sure,
and I can explain everything.
No, you can.
Like
of course.
Back in 2014, apparently Vodafone were chasing me for $186, and I remember what happened.
What happened?
It was my housemate got some mobile broadband thing, and then I moved out. And then a couple of years ago, I went to Vodafone to get a phone. And they were like, "No, you owe us $186. We've been chasing you for it." I'm like, "What do you mean? No, that was my old housemate, so I had to pay it."
Okay.
And then another time, 2015, it was Christmas and I had to buy my mum this watch for Christmas and I went to Bondi Junction, Westfield, got there and I'd been 40 minutes to park around Christmas and I got
expensive.
To the thing and I went to get my wallet out of my bag and I said, oh, shit, I've forgotten my wallet at home.
No.
And then the woman behind the counter went, well, if you apply for a David Jones Amex, give you like a paper card and we could just put it on that. And I thought, that sounds great.
What an upsell.
So I did that and then I bought another couple of other things and then moved to London and then came back 2 years later and I owed them $1,100, which I paid.
Whoa.
So everything's been paid off.
It's an expensive parking spot. You leave the car there the whole time.
Oh my God.
But I have a bad credit rating.
Of course you do.
And now, do you know what? The cutest part is that my husband replied to the bank and all he said in their reply to your wife has failed a credit check was, my wife, ladies and gentlemen. And then a happy face emoji. So now I have to write a letter to the bank pretty much proving to them, like explaining the story.
Do you know what? Do you want us to do it for you? We already gave you a reference at a real estate agent that got you your current property.
That's exactly right. And it was glowing.
It was glowing.
We only mentioned your three previous meth labs. That was it.
Yeah.
And
you know, when I went in to sign the lease, they said, just don't blow up the next meth lab.
Good one, guys.
It really helps.
Would you like us to help?
I would. I didn't want to ask. I'm glad you're offering. I really need your help to butter up the bank.
It'd be an honour. Of course we're there. We're teammates. We're in this together. We're proud of you. We don't want you to be El Crapo anymore because you're not. You're killing it at life. You're one of the warmest, most beautiful personalities I've ever met. You're a ray of sunshine every morning when we walk in here. We got you, babe.
Yes, that is what I was hoping for. Thank you.
They don't give home loans to rays of sunshine. They want some documentation. You can't get a home loan on Vibe.
Yes, you can.
But you'll help me.
Yes.
Thank you.
You can enjoy Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London anytime, anywhere. Just download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
I need a bathroom. Hotel of
love, hotel of love.
I'm coming, baby.
It makes me so happy every time I hear Ed Cavalier sing. I'm coming, baby.
Thank you.
Not me, my friends. But we did send for our hotel de love. We sent all different types of people, didn't we?
Some people that were in the doghouse that they needed to suck up to their partner. We said, hey, gold class movie tickets and hotels for you.
Grant, people who'd been missing out for a while.
Some people have been single, hadn't found any love or alone and wanted to do something on that special day. We helped.
Yeah. Well, one of the people we helped was Daniel, 18 years old from Woolooware. Now, Daniel, just tell us your sob story again. Why did you need the hotel de love?
I don't know, just nothing's working for me, I guess.
Schoolies didn't work, you know.
Tried to work my magic with Ash yesterday, but it didn't work.
Ah, yeah, man.
Married, sorry, I've got to stay true. Oh, I do love that you want a bit of a sugar mama, though. I'm down with that.
Are you down for you're down
sugar
for a
mama with a bad credit rating?
Yeah.
You have to pay for it, you know that, Daniel. Daniel, you're 18. You like a bit of you don't mind a more mature lady, Dan? You're 18, though. You want some experience?
I don't know. Never really had a go at that. I mean... No, I'm open to anything at the moment.
Yeah, of course you are. Well, Gretel Collins, she's got form.
Did getting the hotel help, mate? Could you convince one of your special friends or someone to join you?
I had this girl in mind, but she's still in school, so she had work and all tutoring and stuff. But
Did you have a nice time?
Yeah, I did. I took Mum because, she would have been home alone.
Sweetheart.
Bless you.
Dad was working, so she would have been home alone. So.
What a guy. You're a little champion.
We might try and set Daniel up with someone, I think. Yeah. I think that might be our way forward.
Did you watch a movie together, mate, just you and Mum? Did you use the hotel movies?
We watched a lot in the hotel. We had those gold class tickets, but... Yeah. There wasn't many good movies on. I mean, there was one that I wanted to watch was scary, and Mum doesn't really like scary movies.
Good on you, Dad. You're a good boy.
What a legend.
And from that, we go to experience with Steve. Steve from Epping. Steve-o.
Hey, how you doing?
Now, why did you need the hotel de love?
I've been out of the game for a few months. I had had a procedure.
You're 40 years old.
Circumcision, to be exact.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So the question we all want to ask, mate,
come on,
is last night after gold class, when you came back to that beautiful, clean hotel room with a lovely, delicious, comfortable bed, did you see any action with your missus?
Indeed. We skipped the gold class and went straight to the action.
Got a new look, same attitude from
Steve-o. So he gave it a test run and then it all performed well. Well done.
Good on you, Steve-o.
Indeed. I'm so happy. I'm so happy, Steve. Get a boy.
Well,
good on him.
On that cheery note, thank you, Steve.
He has failed his parents.
Damn straight.
Parents fail Friday.
I dropped the nappy on his head. Here we go, Parent Fail Friday, and we have our very first special guest, used to co-host this very show in a slightly different incarnation, wonderful comedian, Harley Breen. Always a pleasure. Good morning, mate.
I couldn't have been anybody, pair in the business. That's true. Used to host this show. I wonder who it is. Back catalogue of 3,000 people. How's it going today, man?
Mate, we are good. Thank you for being here. Nice to see you, man. Parent Fail Friday. You're a parent, two children.
Yes, and most of the time I have them near me.
That's good.
So that's not a fail.
Well done.
We went away a couple of weeks ago. I went up to Ballarat, just out of Melbourne, really. I got on the gas a bit, had a few drinks and went to bed, and all three of us, the big guy wasn't with us that time, it was just Walter, the almost two-year-old. And you know that sleep you have as a parent where you're like, oh, this is amazing. I can't believe we're sleeping in here. I feel so warm. Mm. Oh, he's sleepy and not moving. And then there's a little bit of movement. You're like, why did that get so cold so quickly? You're like, I don't think this is great. No. And then Walter looks so happy. And to be honest with you, I was at that stage of what I'd done the night before where I was like, I'm just going to sleep in this. I'm just going to... And I knew it was wee. I knew that his nappy had busted. And I went, I'm just going to sleep in this and see how long I can stay sleeping so that Hannah will stay asleep. Because sleep is more important than the fact that I'm in work.
And it's also an opportunity there for you to then piss the bed as well and blame the bed.
Yeah, I thought it was you that had weed the bed in that. Well,
right. Had too
at
much
this
to drink.
Point, who even knows? I rolled over and I was like, what's that hard lump underneath me? And it's not dry either. Look, when you wake up and you're sleeping in wee and a nugget of poo, it's probably time to get out of bed. But it did make me, for the first time in my life, reflect on a moment when I was a child and I climbed in bed with my dad and did a similar thing and I didn't feel bad anymore.
No, of course not.
And I was a lot older than Walt. It was in living memory, but I climbed in behind my dad, spooned him, backspooned my old man, and then just unloaded my bladder. And
what the heck?
And it felt so great. I was,
did it really?
Oh, mate. And I just went straight to sleep in there in the dad nook. And then got angry at him because he moved and made it cold.
You're making it cold, Dad.
Don't be weird, Dad. All right, this is the game.
I just can't wait.
Parent Fail Friday, what are your stories?
We have failed as parents.
Damn straight.
Parents fail.
Parent Fail Friday.
I dropped the nappy on his head. The wonderful Harley Breen is joining us for a special round of Parent Fail of Friday today, Harles. Nice to see you, of course.
Great to be seen. I'm wearing a bum bag, non-ironically.
Yeah, I know.
But it's not even a fashion bum bag. It's a travel Corjo bum bag Americans wear under their clothes.
Yeah.
You're looking more and more street dealer every day, which is great look for you. Now, let's get 30-10-60.
Real meth in the bathtub look over here.
Chantel from Hammondville. Chantel, Parent Fail Friday, what happened?
Pretty much back at school, you know, working a daycare drop-off, all a bit chaotic. My daughter dresses herself. She's old enough now. Got to school, realised she had dressed her top half, so she had a sports shirt on, and she still had her pyjamas on the bottom.
Love it. Excellent. Not a clear problem.
Yeah, Harles is good with that. Was she wearing a bum bag at all, Chantel? Oh, that's great.
Like
wet and wild.
You've got to let kids just dress themselves. And when you get to school and realise it, you go, no, you own it, babe. You own it. You look great.
Jade from St. Clair. Jade, Parent Fail Friday, what happened?
Hey, every time I try to put my child, like our 6-month-old, into the car seat, I always seem to bump his head onto the car door.
Oh, well, no. That
happens to me.
Yeah.
I mean,
it helps him have a little drive sleep.
Oh, no.
No, I'm right in. I won't be here in 10 minutes.
Right. Tess from Kingsford. Tess, Parent Fail Friday, what happened? What happened?
Skiing with the family. I'm in charge of a 4-year-old. We're lined up at the big 6-person lift with the turnstile entry. Turnstile opens. I ski forward, look down. Next to me is a blank hole. My son has been stuck behind the turnstile, which is now closed, and I now have no choice but to ski forward, get on the lift, and hope that some stranger gets him on the lift next to me, on the next lift. And I spend the whole lift ride just turning around, you know, waving at my 4-year-old, saying, you know, trying to convince the people around me that I'm not the world's worst mother.
Four. Four, you're right. Four's old enough to remember that you've had this for a while.
Yeah. Emily in Campbelltown, you got a parent fail for us, babes?
Yes, it happened this morning. My little one's been screaming a lot, so we're used to ignoring it. I said he had breakfast. We went off to go get my oldest ready for school, and I've come back to him silently sitting there eating his poo.
There we go. That's not food.
Yeah. No, it's not food. It's not good either.
No, it's
that's fine. Very scout, isn't it? Danielle?
That's very scout. Oh, yeah. Human Chiquito. Beautiful.
It won't help you survive.
No. It's not
an essential nutrient.
It's still tastier than gluten-free cornflakes, but that's okay. Claire from Condell Park. Claire, Parent Fail Friday.
Yes. We were trying to get my son in the car, and you know the how they make him fast, and the 2-year-old doesn't want to sit, so kind of grabbed him and shoved him into the seat, and then he just kept fussing, and we're like, what's wrong with this kid? Why does he keep crying? Anyway, we could see that his hand was sort of dangling. We realised that we ended up taking him to the hospital because he just wouldn't stop crying every time we touched his hand. Mm. We realised we had dislocated his elbow.
Oh,
we had to take him to emergency. Apparently, it happens a lot, so I'm not the world's worst parent.
The doctor
said, that's what they tell you to make you feel
this.
Better. That's like one in a million. Never happened.
How guilty did you feel when you got to the hospital and you had to tell that story? How guilty did you feel?
So bad. And I kept telling my husband before we worked out what had happened, like, why does he keep whinging his third? Like, just relax, because I was pregnant at the time, and it was so bad. I'm like, oh my God, my baby, I'm so sorry.
Well, you've got two things. You've come on Parent Fail Friday, and I'm sure you're on some sort of list somewhere, so well done. <Claire. laughs>
At least your child will grow up to be contortionist, so well done.
Yeah. Well, so MC, what have they got?
Everyone gets Sweat and Wild tickets for calling up.
Yeah. Harley Breen, harleybreen.com. That's where we can follow you, my friend. But your great television show, Taboo, is coming back on Channel 10.
That's correct. Look out for that around May, June.
And what are the four topics that we're covering this time, or five?
There's multiple topics.
Great.
You will see the disability one again.
Great.
I can't talk about the other subjects at this stage,
wow.
But basically I go away on holidays with four people from a marginalised group and then write stand-up about them.
It's a great
brilliant concept.
It is honestly
brilliant.
One of my favourite shows of last year. I'm so excited to see it back, mate. We love you.
Good to see you, man.
Thanks for coming in, Harley. And guys, that is us done for the week.
That was a really great show, boys. I love doing this show with you guys. We've got to give away so many Wet and Wild vouchers to our lovely listeners.
And big cash prizes as well this week, don't forget. $60,000 we gave away. Unreal.
And then that guy who got the adult circumcision finally got lucky tonight, thanks to our hotel.
Good on him.
Love.
Wins on all.
He's
fronts.
The real winner, isn't he?
Yeah, it's odd when you do this job and you go home and your wife says, "What did you do today?" And you go, "I gave a guy with an adult circumcision a hotel room."
Yeah.
What did you do? That's us. We're out of here.
JFM Breakfast
with Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalier, and Ash London.